Here we are, day 12. It's hard to believe that it's been 12 long days.
That's Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Caba providing an update to reporters this morning. On this national holiday, search and rescue teams have returned to work scouring rubble at the site of the collapsed condo building in Surfside, Florida, after demolition crews brought down what remained of the 12-story high-rise in a string of controlled explosions last night. The demolition timeline moved up considerably because of concerns that Tropical Storm Elsa could cause the rest of the structure to collapse. We're joined by NPR's Brian Mann in nearby Miami Beach. And Brian, 27 people are confirmed dead. About 120 are still missing. What we've heard is that the demolition last night has opened up more ways now to search for survivors. Tell us more about that, Brian.
Yeah, that's right. There was a whole area of that rubble pile that we've all seen images of now that was not accessible because this heavily damaged structure was looming above. It just wasn't safe to get in there. And so now those crews are able to access that area. And in fact, they have had some success in finding victims. I know that's not happy news that three bodies were found, no survivors. But this does mean that more families will be getting closure, more people, will be learning what happened to their loved ones. I should say that officials here are still calling this a search and rescue mission. They were asked about that today very, very closely by reporters. They say, we still believe a miracle is possible.
And then there's the hardship and the trauma faced by those who actually lived in the part of the building that was demolished last night. Here is Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett telling Layla Faldin on Morning Edition about that.
We acknowledge that their lives have been completely torn apart. We acknowledge that they've lost their homes and all their possessions. There's no worse disaster, probably, short of, themselves being victims in that collapse that they could have experienced. Mm-hmm.
Were residents able to get any of their belongings, Brian, or even pets out of the building? And what do we know about their homes and where they go now?
Yeah, so to that last question first, FEMA is here, and there is a huge outpouring of generous donations to help people restart their lives. But the short answer is that this has been a devastating loss. Many people have clearly lost their lives. But yeah, these folks just saw their homes go down in a tower of rubble and dust last night. People did have to leave pets behind. There was an effort to make sure no animals were still alive in there. People also lost furniture, possessions, mementos. It was a terrible moment for a lot of those families, late last night when those explosions went off.
Oh, so terrible. Did last night's demolition give engineers any better idea about what caused the condo building to collapse in the first place?
At this point, they're saying that they don't have those kinds of answers. They did come in and really probe that structure before they demolished the standing building. The investigations are underway. But as of right now, they're not giving us any new insight into what may have caused this devastating event that started all this 12 days ago.
About 30 seconds, Brian. We've heard that Miami Beach has ordered the evacuation of at least two residential buildings in the area out of an abundance of caution. What do you know about that?
Well, I think that people are finding that there's just a lot of structures out there that need to be looked at, maintenance that has not been taken care of, inspections that have not been properly conducted. And there's now this aggressive effort to get in there and see which buildings might be safe and what might have to be done to make sure they stay safe for residents going forward.
Much more work ahead. That's NPR's Brian Mann. Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you.